Leviticus 25, verse number 10 says, "Proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof." This is Pastor Wynn Greer from the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church in Vilas, North Carolina, and you're listening to the Blessings of Liberty radio broadcast. We appreciate you listening in today, and we always take just a moment to invite you to come out if you are in the listening area. Maybe you're passing through, vacating in the high country. We'd love for you to come by. We have, actually, during the summertime, we have quite a few visitors. Some have come back year after year for 25, 30 years. It's always interesting to see those people. They might have a vacation spot 1 week out of the year, and they'll come be with us at Mount Lebanon. So you gain friends over time. And so we don't encourage anybody to leave their home church, but if you are in the area, we'd love for you to come by. If you are living here and looking for a church home, Mount Lebanon is located 1 mile on Baird's Creek Road. That is just above the Willow Creek Golf Course. So you would enter Baird's Creek from the Highway 105 South side. And we are just a few short miles out of Boone. Really pretty centrally located as far as being in the county is concerned. We have Sunday school for all ages at 10 a.m. every Sunday morning. Then our Sunday morning worship service at 11 a.m. We have other things going on during the week, lots of opportunities to minister and also to worship together. We have our Wednesday night midweek prayer meeting and Bible study. And so lots of things going on. And, of course, in the summertime, you have people vacating and some are gone and some are visiting. And so it all evens out. But we wanted to mention that today. Good to see Noah. He's here with us and helps us out a great deal. I just couldn't do it without him, I don't think. But I appreciate all he does. And Noah, how's your day so far?
Going well so far this morning. Do want to say we're glad to be here today. I want to say thank you and welcome to all those who are listening in right here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM out of Boone, North Carolina. Our listeners on AM 690 WZAP out of Bristol, Virginia. And those listeners on 89.1 FM, The Truth, out of Watertown, South Dakota.
We do appreciate all of our listeners. And I want to mention something, and I've mentioned this just quickly here and there, but the fall semester, and I know we just started summer, but we have to think ahead. And what I'm involved in and have been for several years now is the Victory Bible Institute. And it is a three-year program. You can get your bachelor's degree in religious studies. And the fall semester starts August the 10th. Now, anybody that is interested in furthering their biblical studies, and we have preachers, we have Sunday school teachers, we have missionaries, a lot of preachers' wives, we have ladies that maybe just teach Sunday or school something. We have a big variety that is involved in the school, but this starts August the 10th. There are four ways to study along with us. You can attend in Rome Mountain, Tennessee. We have class every Thursday night. It starts at 6:30 and runs to 9:20. Three classes. You can attend physically. You can take correspondence where you get a DVD in the mail and you watch exactly. You see everything that all the in-class students see, and you can put that in your DVD player and watch along with us and take correspondence. You can take internet courses where you do not get the video, but you get the audio, and you can hear the classes, and you just keep up with the reading and do the tests and send your grades in and send your work in. Or we have several satellite schools located in different places around in North Carolina, Tennessee, and maybe one over in Virginia. But anyway, four different ways to study along with us. If you are interested or you know somebody that might be interested, you can find out more information on vbcministries.org. That's vbcministries.org. Or you could call Pastor Brother Jerry Honeycutt, and I'm going to give you his number. It is 423-772-3848. And so this is a ministry of the Victory Baptist Church over in Roan Mountain, Tennessee. Our classes this fall, we have New Testament Survey Part 1. Dr. Tull Oaks teaches that. We have the Book of Romans. Brother Pastor Kenneth Forbes teaches the Book of Romans. And then I'll be teaching Kingdom of the Cults. And so that is what our fall semester is. And we really encourage those that are interested. There's been a lot of young preachers going through Victory Bible Institute over the years. And so we'd love for others to join us. The opportunity is available. It is affordable. And you pray about it. And if God leads you that way, let us know. We could help you all that we will help you all we can. We're looking along today. We're going to pick up where we left off on yesterday. But Noah, one thing I wanted to mention was Flag Day. Flag Day is June 14th. It's June 14th every year. Doesn't matter what day of the week it lands on. And so this week we have Flag Day. If you go down the streets of Boone on the 14th, you'll find they'll put out flags all up and down. It really looks nice when they do that. They got the big nice 3x5 outdoor flags and they put them along the street. And some people may not know, you know, why are they doing that? It's not Memorial Day, Veterans Day, or the 4th of July. Well, it's Flag Day. And Flag Day was adopted on June 14th, 1777. That is when our flag was originally adopted as the American flag. And so I believe that works out to be 240 years now that our flag. And so just some interesting things about that. It's not always had 50 stars. It started out with 13 stars and 13 stripes because of the original 13 colonies. And that is why our flag is the way that it is. And it is a alternating pattern of red and white stripes, which equals 13. If you look up from the bottom, I'm just going to give you some interesting thoughts about the flag just to sort of get started today. If you look up from the bottom, the first color that you see is red, and then white, and red and white, and red and white, and it alternates all the way up. And there's a lot of, I've actually preached a message along these lines. The Bible says, and there's stripes there, the stars and stripes. And we think about, the Bible talks about stripes, by His stripes we are healed. The first stripe you see is a red stripe. And then above that you see the blue and the stars, which makes you think about heaven. But you can't go to heaven unless you go through the stripes of the Lord Jesus or His blood. And we think about His blood that was shed on Calvary. And so the red is first. You got to go through the red to get white, to get clean, to get pure. There's field of blue, which represents heaven. You look up at the flag. There's 50 stars. 50 in the Bible is a number of liberty, which we're studying. In fact, every week when I come on the radio broadcast, I quote Leviticus 25, verse number 10, proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. And that is from a passage of Scripture. And it was talking about the year of Jubilee among the Jewish people. They were to celebrate the year of Jubilee. And during the year of Jubilee, which was celebrated every 50 years, what they did, and this is what that verse actually means, they proclaimed liberty throughout all the land. So every 50 years was a proclamation of liberty, and those that had lost land or homes during those 50 years, it was restored back to them. Those that had been in debt, their debts were canceled in that year of Jubilee. And basically every 50 years they started over, they started fresh. And so we have the 50 there. Stars in the Bible are representative of soul winners. The book of Daniel chapter number 12, they that be wise shall shine as the stars of the firmament. Or they that win many shall shine as the stars of the firmament. I'm sort of paraphrasing there. That's not an exact quotation. But that is why we celebrate Flag Day, June 14th, 1777. And there's a lot of correlation between the things in the Bible that we read and our flag. That's just some interesting things sort of to start with today. But we are studying the subject of war. And that is an odd subject. I realize that. Maybe you're listening in for the first time and you think, what in the world? Or why are we talking about war? And we realize that for the most part, when we think about war, war is bad. War is, there's a lot of things we could say about war. But what got me thinking about this was that this year, actually it's been going on a few years now, but the 100-year anniversary of the Great War, or World War I. Sometimes in other places it's called the War of 1914 to 1918. But the reason that it's a big deal here in America this year is because this is the 100-year anniversary of when American forces joined World War I. And so there's a big push to get a World War I memorial up in Washington, D.C. There's no memorial to the World War I veterans. And several people, many people in our country are concerned that, you know, if we don't remember this, it's just going to be swept under the rug. And why is there no World War I memorial? Well, World War II started so close to the First World War that there really wasn't time. And then ever since then, it's been something else. You know, it's been World War II, and it's been Korea, it's been Vietnam, it's been the Middle East, and on and on and on. So just now, it seems like our country is getting its breath a little bit and thinking about the 100-year anniversary of World War I. But I got to studying about that and thinking about it. And really and truly, our blessings of liberty, and that's the name of this radio broadcast, and that comes from the preamble to the Constitution. But our blessings of liberty that we enjoy, our flag and what it represents, freedom, liberty, opportunity, our republic for which it stands when we have the Pledge of Allegiance, all of that was bought with a price of war. If it were not for the American Revolutionary War, America would not be the America that we have come to love and enjoy and I hope appreciate. And I feel like there's a great many people out here, they do not appreciate our country. And one of the reasons is that we do not learn our history. A lot of people are ignorant of our history and what makes America unique. So I believe what we're doing here on the Blessings of Liberty, I believe it's an important thing. If we don't learn our history, if we don't learn our heritage, we have no connection to the past. We have no reason why America should remain America. We'll just get gobbled up in all the other socialist countries and ideology in the world. And so we need to appreciate our history and learn about the uniqueness of our nation and how God has blessed us. And America is truly a unique country. And so we're studying about those things. If it were not for the American Revolutionary War, we would not have America as we have it today. And when we started this study, we started out in the Bible. We started in Genesis chapter number 14. That is the first mention of war that you have in the Bible. We entitled that the War chapter because there's several things about war that is mentioned in that chapter. And today, we're going to skip all the way to the end of the Bible. We're going to go all the way back to the book of Revelation. And we're actually going to give you the last two times that the word war is mentioned in the Bible. And we're going to say just a little bit about that. The Bible does have a great deal to say about war. In fact, the word war itself is found 346 times in the Bible, if I've got my information correct before me. But second to the last time you find that word in the Bible is in Revelation chapter 19, verse number 11. And John, the Apostle John, he sees a vision of the future, and he said, "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war." And so what did John see a vision of? If you know anything about Bible prophecy, there's some good news and some bad news there. But what did John see? John saw the person that is referred to here. He saw the Messiah. And this is referring to his second coming. His second coming to the earth. Now, there are some things that we learn in Revelation chapter number 19 about war that I want to share with you today. And so, first of all, what we learn about war, and I said there's some good news and the bad news, some bad news involved in this. The good news is that one day war will cease upon this earth. And so that is something that we can look forward to. There's a lot of talk today about peace and, there's a lot of talk about going to war, and there's continual fighting, and the Bible talks about that. Also, Matthew chapter 24 and other places, it talks about you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and that's just going to be a way of life and has been a way of life for the whole history of the world. But there is coming a day where there will be no more war. But that day will not come until the Messiah comes, until Jesus comes again. Now, we've already experienced his first coming. And the first coming, Jesus came and he died upon the cross. He came as a babe and he went back to heaven. And the Bible teaches he will come again. Isaiah chapter 9, verse number 6, takes in the whole view of the coming of Christ, what it would do. And verse number 6, and we think about this a whole lot at Christmas time, and it says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. That's the first coming. But Isaiah, he sort of saw from mountain peak to mountain peak, and the Old Testament prophets didn't see down in the valley, sort of. They didn't see the church age. They saw the millennial age. They saw they look farther into the future sometimes than we are right now. And so this is still future. But Isaiah was talking about the coming of the Messiah. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. And I was studying that last night, and I thought about this. I thought about, you know, our country, we're spoiled, rotten brats. We really are. Somebody gets in as president. I mean, when Obama was in as president, easily half the people didn't like it. And I'll be honest, I was one of the half. Donald Trump gets in, one half is happy, the other half, boy, they're all upset now. And, we act like this depends on if we're going to have food on the breakfast table in the morning. Look, if you don't like Obama, wait around. It'll change. If you don't like Trump, just wait around like everybody else did the last 8 years, and that'll change too. The future government of the world is not going to land on the shoulders of Donald Trump or Mr. Obama or the president of France or the president of Germany or anywhere else. In the future, the government is going to be upon the shoulders of Christ, the Messiah. And the Bible says, it goes on, it says, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. The Prince of Peace. He's coming. There's going to be a war, but it's going to be a war that will end all wars. And so we learn this from the Bible, that war is going to be a fact of life until the second coming of Christ. But there's a day when war will cease upon the earth. And that's encouraging to us. That ought to give us a reason for hope. And that is something definitely to look forward to. Well, that's good news. The bad news is that it is going to take a world war to put an end to war. And so war is not over yet. And the last war is going to be the worst war. And so there's a lot of ways to get your tongue tied in saying all that, but you see what I'm saying. Revelation chapter 19, verse 19, the Bible said, And I saw the beast and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And so the very last time that the word war is mentioned in the Bible is the kings and the nations of the earth will come together. And they will come together to make war against he that sat upon the horse. That's Christ in his second coming and his army. And so there will be an ultimate final world war. And we are not going to get into this today. But if you study in the Bible, what you find is all that is culminating in the land of the Middle East. All of that is going to take place. It's going to end up exactly where it started. And that is surrounding the little nation of Israel. The first time the word war is mentioned in the Bible is in the same place where we find that Abraham went out and Abraham got involved. And went out and rescued Lot and brought him home. And they praised the Lord for giving the victory and all of those things. But that first place it's mentioned in the Bible, that place is going to be the last place. And I know that probably many of you, maybe you couldn't put your finger on it, but you've heard about the Battle of Armageddon. And so in the Valley of Megiddo is where all this last war is going to take place. But there's going to be a world war before everything is said and done. Before an end of war, there's going to be the worst war. And it's going to involve the most fatalities and the most nations. And it's going to be the most horrific war that has ever been upon the earth. All the nations will gather together to fight against the Lord and his army. But they will also gather together to fight against Israel. And is it not interesting that we see that very thing happening today? In fact, I started a book this week by a man who is trained as a Jewish rabbi. He's a believer, but the name of that book is Without a Friend. Without a Friend. And he lays out the case. Why is it that so many are turning against Israel? What's the big deal about Israel? The big deal about Israel is that it's the apple of God's eye. And World War I and World War II, and I think we'll get into this as time goes on, but we will see that since the beginning of the 1900s and World War I has been setting the stage for this last war. I do believe with all my heart that we're living in the last days. And so, good news, one day war will cease. Bad news, it's going to take another world war in order to get there. And then we learn this also from this passage of Scripture that sometimes it takes more war to put an end to war. And I talked about this a little bit last week, that this final war that we're talking about, why it's been brewing, it's been going on ever since before man was created and placed upon the earth. I read out of Isaiah chapter number 14. You can read in the book of Ezekiel. You can read in the book of Luke chapter 10, verse number 18. Jesus said over there, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And so Satan rebelled against God. He said, I will make myself like the Most High. He wanted to be like God, and God kicked him out of heaven. And we have been seeing the results of that warfare, that spiritual warfare, all down through the ages of time. The history of the world is full of war, and there are going to be more wars, and there are going to be rumors of wars. And so we wanted to say that today. Sometimes it takes more war to end war. It took America entering World War I to really end World War I. If you study about that, it's called sometimes the War of 1914 to 1918. Well, America didn't enter the war until 1917. The war was over in November of 1918. That's when the armistice was signed. And we celebrate Veterans Day, November the 11th, the 11th day, the 11th hour. And so that's why it's always on November the 11th. And so really America, although she was deeply involved and committed 4 million men and women to the cause, and many, many died, America was actually in the World War I a short period of time. World War I had come to a stalemate between France and Russia and Germany and Austria and the trench warfare, and a lot of people were dying and nobody was winning, and they were just, it was just terrible. It was just terrible. But when America came in, there was more war, but it actually helped end that war. And so, yeah, war is a bad thing, but sometimes it takes more in order to put an end to what is going on. And so the incentive, if America had not entered, millions had already died. Well, millions more would have died. The incentive of fighting in World War I was, and if you read and study the history of this, they called it the war to end all wars. Well, we'll get in here, and we'll try to help fight this and end it. And so that was the incentive of entering World War I. Well, it didn't end all wars, but it did help end that war. And then last of all, and our time is quickly coming and gone today, there is such a thing as a righteous war. And Psalms 19:11 said, "In righteousness he doth judge and make war." And there's been a lot of unrighteous wars down through the history of time. We realize that. And everybody will say that their cause is right, and that Roman Catholicism during the Dark Ages and the Crusades, they will say, and they justified all those wars. They said, "This is a holy war. This is a righteous war. We're going to go and reclaim the Holy Lands." And hundreds of thousands of people died going and fighting against the Turks, and all for nothing. All for nothing. Islam today thinks that jihad and terrorism, they'll say that's a righteous cause, that's a righteous war. Hitler convinced Germany that they were right to start and enter World War II. Well, how do we know who's right? The Bible says, "In righteousness he doth judge and make war." Historically, we judge war, the good and the bad, by who's the liberator and who's the tyrant. Most would say Hitler was the tyrant. He was the oppressor. And then the liberators came and freed the Jews and stopped the advance of the German, the Third Reich, and all of that stuff. History is pretty good at determining who's the bad guy and who's the good guy. The last war is going to be between good and evil, liberty and tyranny, God and Satan. And it is actually a war to end all wars. I'm going to leave you with this out of Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. "And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more." Can you imagine living in a world where nations did not fight, and you didn't even learn war anymore? But that's the world that the Lord Jesus Christ is going to rule and reign over. Well, if you know him, you really got something to look forward to. I really hope that you do. Well, we see our time is quickly come and gone, and we're going to leave you with the information. I appreciate Noah, and he's going to give our contact information. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Blessings of Liberty, brought to you by Pastor Wayne Greer, the Mount Lebanon Baptist Church that's located in Vilas, North Carolina. If you'd like to contact us, you can reach us through our church phone number at 828-963-4596. That's 828-963-4596. Or you can reach us through our church website at mountlebanonbc.org. That's mtlebanonbc.org.
We're in the studio with Tom Bryant from All American Hearing Center on State Farm Road in Boone.